The voice of the Cardinals, Mike Shannon. Thank you for 50 years of broadcasting on the Cardinals Radio Network. We tip our caps to a St. Louis Cardinals legend.
Swing and a long one. There it is, folks. Baseball history. A second Grand Slam home run for Fernando Tatis in the third inning in Los Angeles, California. And the Cardinals lead it 11-2. Wow.
Wow is an understatement because the L.A. fans were as fired up as maybe the Cardinal fans were that night.
Yeah, to see that happen, I've never seen it. I don't think I can recall it ever happening, okay? But the amazing thing about that, Mike, is the fact that he hit it off of the same pitcher in the same inning. You know, and usually, you give up that many runs for the guy to come back around. He hit the first Grand Slam, and then had to come all the way back around to him again in that inning, all right? Which is almost an impossibility in itself. And then he hits another one. Wow.
Apparently, the Dodger bullpen was a little tired when they couldn't go to him any earlier that evening. You know, you use the term part of history. You've been part of history in so many ways when it comes to baseball. You witnessed so many great feats. Is there any one thing that stands out as far as the games you've had a chance to broadcast?
Well, you know, going back to a player, I think, was probably the 64 season, you know, when the Cardinals came back from being so far down. They got hot, and they went on and they beat the Phillies, and then they went into the World Series and beat the New York Yankees with Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris and Whitey Ford.
Yeah,
I mean,
loaded.
That was a heck of a ball club, and that's one thing that really sticks out into my mind. The whole season, you know, I came back from the minor leagues at the All-Star break and played right field, and just to watch that thing happening the way it happened, and then probably the only time in the history of baseball that on the final weekend of the season there was a possible four-way tie for the National League pennant, and there were only eight teams.
Budweiser is proud to celebrate Mike Shannon's legendary moments for 50 years in the broadcast booth. This Bud's for you, Mike.